Hi there. The word for you today is the power of parental love. In Genesis 25, verse 28, we read, Isaac loved Esau, but Rebekah loved Jacob. Parental rejection drives children to two extremes. First, rebellion, and secondly, compliance. And they're both dangerous. Let's look at each. First, rebellion. They rebel out of their need for acceptance. Esau understood the principle of parentally approved love, but he expressed his resentment against a scheming mother who failed to love him and helped cheat him out of his inheritance, and against an unloving father by rebelling against the laws of God and family and going out and marrying women who were totally unacceptable to God according to Scripture. Perhaps Esau felt some perverse satisfaction when his mother was, quote, disgusted with living because of Esau's Hittite women. You says that in the Bible, absolutely. Genesis 27, verse 46, the New International Version. When our kids quit school, run away, get pregnant, abandon church, do drugs, consume alcohol, engage in illicit sex, and marry disastrously, let's be honest, in many cases, what they're saying is, I'll show you. And beneath that, the subtext is, I wasn't loved, valued, nor had my needs met. Number two, compliance. Esau's rebellion didn't win Mom's love, so he tried the opposite technique with Dad, hoping that by doing it Dad's way, it might make him loved. Recognizing Dad's approval of Jacob's marital choice. Listen to what the Bible says, Genesis 28 and 8. Esau realized how disappointing the Canaanite women were to his father Isaac. So he married Malatha, who was Abraham's granddaughter, but alas, also Ishmael's daughter. You know, a child at any age will do anything, however irrational or self-destructive, to earn and keep the love of their parents. Well, did it work? No. Nothing he did could make his dad love him. Let me say something here. The real problem was a self-centered parent who loved when it benefited him. Certainly, Jacob and Esau were adults. They were responsible for their own choices. But you know what? Parents are like potters, with the power to mold their child's character, conduct, convictions, and course of life. There's a message here for you if you're a parent. Nothing matters more to your children lifelong than your unconditional love for them. Okay?